Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barber and I'm one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this week's how-to video, this is really an important one because this for me is just a compilation of the years that I've been in multifamily, of how I started out, the thought process that I had starting out up until now, building that enduring organization. So there's five rules that I've learned along my journey that are really crucial and imperative to learn as a multifamily investor. Let's just jump right in. The first one, it's a business. When I first started investing in real estate years and years ago, I thought I was just buying a couple of deals, investing for cash flow, buying some properties, just having a great time. I didn't think of it as a business. I didn't think of scaling. I didn't think of having systems. That was so foreign to me. Once I understood the power of multifamily and in any real estate venture. If you're going into the single family home space, if you're in self-storage, if you're a fixer and flipper, and you're looking at these deals as just one-offs or they're all by themselves, you're making a huge mistake. Every single multifamily property that Jake and I buy, every single one, whether it's a 10 unit or it's a 200 unit, they are their own cash generator. They're creating revenue. There's one little business there. And what your goal is to try to buy really good businesses that cash flow that you can add value to. And if you can have that mindset, that will change everything for you. Because then you'll start looking at these assets as a way to create value to them. And ultimately, what the exit strategy is on these assets is to exit them, whether through a refinance or through a sale. One of the things that I've learned the hard way is you don't make money just on the buy. Everyone thinks, oh, you're going to buy these deals, cash flow forever. Great strategy. We've done that in the majority of our portfolio. You really do make a lot of money and the majority of your equity on the sell or the exit or the refi. Once you've done that, you've crystallized that equity, you can put it into the next deal. That's the goal. Number two, become an expert and an authority in the market. Go to jakeandgino.com/webinar. Every month, we're putting on webinars to teach students how to get into their first deal, to teach students how to finance a deal, to teach students how to manage their deals. Every month, it's a different topic. And really, what we're trying to do is we're trying to have our students become experts in the market. Now, why did Jake and I take 18 months to find that first deal? It's because we weren't experts. We weren't any kind of authority in the market. We didn't know our income. We didn't know our expenses. Hence, we didn't know our numbers. People weren't taking us seriously. If you're in a market that's at a 4.5 or a 5 cap and you're telling brokers you're looking for 7 caps, if you're in a market right now that there's 2 or 3% cash on cash return day one and you're looking for income or cash on cash return that's a 12 or 14% day one, are you going to get deals in that market? People are not even going to laugh at you. They're not even going to return your phone calls. So understand that you need to become an expert in the market that you're in. Understand what rents are going for. Understand valuations. Understand what the expenses are in the market. You know, quick side note, I was looking at a deal with a student last week and I didn't know the market, pulled out a T12, an offering memorandum. The city was in Connecticut. I looked at the expenses and I was blown away by the amount of property taxes. Property taxes on this property were almost $4,000 per unit. Blew me away because I didn't understand how expensive they were up there, because down in the Southeast, it's probably less than half of that. It was insane. So if I don't know the market and I'm saying to myself, oh, you know, these expenses, this is where they are, that property tax will never go down. Understanding utilities is also another very important expense in the market. Some markets, water and electric can be really high and some others can be really low. You know, the key is not to have brokers come in and say, yeah, you can raise rents. Well, hence you can't because you're not an expert and you know that rents are already tapped out. Or you can cut those utilities. Well, can you really cut those utilities? You have to be able to push back and know the answer to that. Now, if you are the expert, you can go and look at a T12 and say, wow, the utility this month is $10,000. It should be really down to $7,000 or $8,000, because I know how much utility per door that we're, you know, achieving in this market. Once you become an expert in that market, you will find value once you start looking at more deals. Number three, this was also another important one for me and for my students as well. A lot of our students have been struggling over the last couple of years, some of them not finding deals. There's two things you always need to be doing. in multifamily. And I think in any venture of real estate, number one, to source capital. You're looking for investors out there. And number two, to be sourcing deals. Students ask me, well, should I go for the deal or should I go for the money? Which one should I do first? I would push back and I would say, do them both. Because if you do find the deal, but you don't have the money, then what happens? You can't close the deal because you don't have any investors. You need to create substantive relationships. Kim Taylor, go to syndicationattorneys.com. Go check out her website. She'll explain to you exactly what that is. I mean, that's such an important topic of having a substantive relationship. So understand whether you have the deal or the money, you need to be doing both at the same time. And when things are slow, there's always something you can be doing in the market. Over the last couple of years, you may have been sitting on the sidelines. Well, have you been going to meetups? Have you been creating relationships? Have you been working on a blog? Have you been working on a podcast? Have you been writing a book? Have you been doing outreach to investors? Those are all things that you can be doing to get your investor database strong so that when the deals will start popping up, and they will, promise you, it's part of the market cycle, you'll be prepared. Number four, this is something that Jake and I created early on once we saw some success that we had with mom and pop investors. We call it the three-step framework. What is a three-step framework? It's buy right, finance right, and manage right. Now, we've had students who use this framework to buy businesses. We've used students using this framework to do development deals. You should be able to use it in single-family homes, in self-storage, in office, although office is a little difficult right now, but still, it'll bounce back. It's one of those things right now that's challenging right now. People are working from home, but I digress. Buy right, you're buying the asset on the front end. We position it as a wheelbarrow, the two back legs. You have the buy right, you have the finance right. Once you've bought that asset properly and once you've financed it properly, those are the two back legs, they're fixed. You have the wheel of the wheelbarrow that's in constant motion. That's the manage right. You have to think of every single deal through that three-step framework, and I'll take it one step further. We also have something called the three pillars of real estate. This, I guess, would be a 4.1, but when you're looking at a deal, you always have to think of your exit strategy on this deal. That's the first pillar. Always think of what you're going to do with that deal. Am I going to buy and hold? Am I going to buy and fix? Am I going to refi the deal? Am I going to flip it? What's your exit strategy? That will tell you the second pillar, which is the debt. Are you going to get bridge financing, which is shorter term? Are you going to get community bank financing, which is 5 years? Or are you going to go to the agencies? That's really important, understanding that. But the most important part, I think, to myself in that three pillars of real estate is the market cycle. The market cycle will help you dictate what type of deals you're buying. Now, that was one of the biggest mistakes that I made early on, even before I met Jake. On one of the deals that I did up in New York years and years ago, I bought in November of 2006. How many of you out there have done that as you're listening to this? Probably wasn't the right part of the market cycle to be buying a heavy value-add deal that was really heavy on industrial and office space. Well, what happened a year later? The economy went to crap. I couldn't lease the industrial. I had bad debt. I didn't know what my exit strategy was. But more importantly, I bought in the wrong part of the market cycle. I could have still bought that asset, but I should have paid a lot less. So understanding where you are in the market cycle will help you understand what type of assets you're buying. When Jake and I first started, we were buying assets that were C's, buying assets that were older because those prices were a lot cheaper than the B and the A product. As the market cycle has progressed from the buyer's market back in 2010-11 to the seller's market, asset prices have gone up, cap rates have compressed. So what does that mean? It means that the C properties have gotten really expensive. And it's okay if they're expensive. The only problem is with C properties, you need to have a lot of what we call capital expenditures. You need to fix these properties up so those prices go even higher. Is there enough value that you can create on the back end to justify that price? We're still buying older assets, but we're paying the right price for them. So you have to understand where you are in the market cycle understand your exit strategy so you can get the type of debt. That's the three pillars of real estate. Now, if you want to get a copy of Creative Cash, we dive into the three pillars of real estate and creative cash. Email me, Gino@jakeandgino.com, and I'll send you out a PDF copy of that book. It's a great book. It talks about seller financing, talks about master lease options, negotiation, and crucial with the three pillars of real estate. Now, the last one, five, you need to adopt a long-term mindset. If you're going to be in any business or any endeavor, you can't think about what happens in a year or two. If you're going to be investing for the next 10, 15, 20, 30 years of your life, does it really matter what happens in the next 6 months in the grand scheme of things? I want you to write this down because this is really important. And this took me a little while to really understand, but it really took hold of my life several years ago. We will vastly overestimate what we can do in 1 year, and we will vastly underestimate what we can do in 5 years. In 2011, I met Jake. We started looking for deals. It took us 18 months. Remember what I said that to find our first deal? So year one, I was an abject failure in my eyes and probably Jake's eyes too. He said, bro, what'd you get me into? We stuck with it. After month 18, we closed the first deal. After 3 months after that first deal, month 21, we closed our second deal. And within 2 years, we closed our third deal. So you're seeing that year one, not much is going on. But by year five, in March of 2016, I was able to leave the restaurant and go into real estate full time. So plan your year out accordingly. Don't be discouraged if you don't hit your goals. Have that long-term mindset, the long-term vision. And the way you adopt a long-term mindset is very simple. Do two things. Think about what your core values are. Think about what your personal values are. Mine are integrity. Mine are wanting to work with others. Mine, I have one that's family. I have one that's really important to me. It's responsibility. If you can become responsible for your lives, and when I became responsible for my life, game over. Everything completely changed. I can't blame anything or anyone. I can't blame what's going on in the economy. Yeah, the economy may go down, but I should be smart enough or savvy enough to understand how to invest in a down market. You can always buy real estate, whether the market's going up or the market's going down. You can't always sell real estate. So you have to understand the strategies and the techniques. And that's why long-term mindset is important. And I'm going to give you a 5.1 because this is truly important to me. Now is the time to get into multifamily, especially now where we are in the market cycle. Right now, pricing is still high. There aren't many deals going through, but interest rates are going to push pricing down. We're going to be going into a recession if we're not in one already. You're seeing inflation ease because things are slowing down. People are afraid. That's what you want in real estate. Once you see there's just a little bit of a fear in the market, prices start to drop. And that's what we want to see. I'll give you a quick story about Jay Scott. When we interviewed him years ago, and he's a great dude. Love him. He's on Bigger Pockets. He's written several books. Big time house flipper. And coincidentally enough, he's got skipping the flip to getting into multifamily. But in 2008, he had his corporate job. He started flipping homes in 2008. Now, if you go back and think about where we were in 2008, do you think it was a good time for Jay Scott to start flipping homes back then? Oh yeah, the deals were plentiful. Getting them on 50 cents, 60 cents to the dollar. But when you buy them and you rehab them, who are you flipping them to? Very challenging. But for Jay Scott, he was ready to go. That was the time for him. And for Jake and myself, back in 2011, another trip down memory lane, the economy was terrible. Rents were $300 and $350 around there for one-bedroom apartments. Now they're $1,100. The GDP was 1%. You couldn't raise capital. The debt markets were seized. Any normal, sane, logical person would say, now is not the time. But for me and Jake, we had enough pain in our lives that it was the time. The only time that's ready for you is that when you are absolutely ready. Couple that with where we are in the market cycle right now. If you get into multifamily right now in the next 12 to 24 months, remember sourcing investors and sourcing deals. Now's the time to start building relationships because real estate brokers are calling you back right now. It's not as busy. Now's the time to build your network. Now's the time to build the investor database. Now's the time to become that expert in the market. So when prices do go down, you'll be there. They'll be calling you because you'll be prepared. And it's truly important. Now go back and listen to these five factors because they really dawned on me as I was thinking about this morning. I was so excited to bring this out to you because I know it's affected me and it's taken me years to reflect back on this and how we've been able to scale from that very first deal to owning over 1,700 units. It's been a journey. It's been a challenge, but really it comes down to mindset and it comes down to partnering with the right people and it comes down to surrounding yourself and thinking with that long-term mindset. I enjoyed this thoroughly. Jake, miss you, brother. Wish you were here, but I had to send this out to everybody. This is so important because it's so critical right now. Now is the time. Once again, that PDF book of Creative Cash, hit me up at gino@jakeandgino.com. I'd love to send that out to you. And until next time, let's go out there. Let's make it happen, everyone.